Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're jumping into another set of sources you shared. And today's topic feels really practical, kind of relevant to how we do things now online. The source material is titled Excerpts from Scheduling a Test Drive Online: How to Use Online Tools to Schedule a Test Drive. Okay, so that title, it's pretty direct, isn't it?
It is very straightforward.
But it immediately tells you something's changing, you know, right? How we handle things that used to be face-to-face or maybe over the phone.
Exactly. Scheduling a test drive, that seems so physical.
Right, getting behind the wheel. Yet here's a guide on setting it up digitally.
And what strikes me is the focus on how to use online tools. It's not just that you can do it online, but how. That specificity suggests it's common enough now, maybe even a bit complex, that you actually need instructions.
Good point. Like, yeah. It's not just a simple button click, maybe.
Right. It implies there are steps, maybe options to navigate. It shows these digital methods are becoming, well, standard procedure, even for dealing with car dealerships.
Okay. So our mission here for this deep dive, it's really to figure out what this title and the fact this guide exists tells us about, you know, how we buy things, how businesses operate now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this whole idea using online tools for something like booking a test drive?
Yeah.
Why is that relevant to you listening right now? Maybe more than you'd think.
And it begs the question, doesn't it? If you're moving this kind of interaction online, what are these online tools actually like? What can they do?
Yeah, what would a guide like this actually, well, guide you through?
You'd have to assume it covers the specifics, what features, what steps.
Right. So stepping beyond the title.
Yeah.
What would excerpts from a guide like this likely cover? Step by step, like where do you even start finding the tool on the website?
Yeah, probably. You'd expect it to show you, you know, where to click, maybe a big schedule a test drive button, or perhaps it's under services. It's about integrating it right into their main site, making it visible.
Okay. So you find the button, then what? Does the guide likely explain how you pick the car? Is it just, I want a test drive, or can you specify?
Oh, I bet it gets specific. The source excerpts would almost certainly cover selecting a model, maybe even checking if that specific car you saw online is available. That's the key part, really. These tools are getting smart enough to connect the online inventory with the actual scheduling calendar.
Ah, okay. So you could book a slot for that blue SUV, not just an SUV.
Potentially, yes. Linking real-time stock levels to available times.
That's actually pretty sophisticated. More than just a simple booking form. What about the info you need to give? Does the guide cover that?
Sure. You'd expect it to outline providing your preferred dates, times, maybe giving you options based on when the car and staff are free. And then, of course, your contact details. Name, email, phone number. So they can confirm everything.
Makes sense. Pick the car, pick the time, give your info.
Yeah.
Simple enough. So thinking about it from the user's side,
yeah.
What's the big draw? Why do this instead of just calling them up? What benefit does the guide imply?
Well, convenience mainly. That's usually the driver. The guide probably points out you can do it anytime, 24/7, no waiting for opening hours, no phone queues.
Right. No waiting on hold.
Exactly. And it's clear you see the available slots visually, maybe less chance of misunderstanding than over the phone. Puts you in control.
Yeah, control and maybe transparency. You see the options laid out. And for the dealership, must streamline things for them too, right? Digital leads, better schedule management.
Absolutely. It's more efficient. Captures customer interest directly online, helps them manage their cars and their staff time better.
So the fact that a guide like this even exists, it's more than just explaining a website feature. It signals a bigger shift.
Precisely. It shows how businesses are expected to offer these kinds of online interactions now, even for things that seem quite involved, quite high touch.
It really highlights how capable these online platforms have become. Scheduling a test drive online, it's a solid example of digital transformation hitting everyday activities.
Things that always used to need a phone call or a visit are now handled through these integrated digital tools.
And that pretty much wraps up our look at what this source title suggests. We've seen how a guide for scheduling a test drive online points to this growing trend using online tools for complex real-world coordination.
Yeah, it underlines that sophisticated scheduling, linking physical things like cars with calendars and people, is increasingly doable and, frankly, expected online.
Totally. So here's something to think about. If scheduling a test drive is moving online like this, what other everyday tasks, maybe ones you haven't thought of, could be next? What might need its own how-to-use online tools guide soon?